Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to today's edition of the Pool Guy Show podcast. Today we're going to be talking to Fred Schwier from PoolRx. He's going to talk about the product and go over some of the details so you can become more familiar with the PoolRx product before you decide to purchase it and use it for your swimming pool or for your pool route. And this episode is brought to you by Riptide Pool Vacuum System. You can learn more about the Riptide Vacuum System at www.riptidevac.com. And if you have a pool service route or if you're a homeowner, this is a great way to get large leaf debris out of your pool every week. So in a moment, we're going to be joined by Fred Schwier, who is the Vice President of Major Accounts with PoolRx Worldwide. So Fred will go over in detail everything you're going to need to know about the PoolRx product. And I use the PoolRx product in my pool route, and I'm really impressed with the results. All the pools that I have the PoolRx unit in have no algae, and the chlorine level is holding very steady week to week. So for me, I think it's a great product, but I think you need to hear from him a lot of the details about the product so you can make that decision for yourself. So I'm joined right now by Fred Schwier from PoolRx. He's going to answer some questions about the product itself. How are you doing today, Fred?
I'm good, David. How are you?
I'm doing good. I guess the first question is, what exactly is the PoolRx product?
Well, PoolRx is a product that simplifies pool care. It saves you time and money. And it really is the pool owner or the pool professional's best friend. It eliminates all types of algae, and it prevents algae from growing for up to 6 months. And by doing that, it's freeing up a low residual of chlorine to be more active and available in the water, so you can get away with using less chlorine.
So I know here in California we have a big algae problem. I know in Texas and Florida they have a lot of algae in their pools also. So you would recommend the PoolRx product over, say, the sodium bromide or any kind of other algicide?
Yeah, I'm a little biased toward PoolRx. We've been in business since 1994. We're a single product company, and we sell this product all over the country and all over the world. But yes, it is the most effective, longest lasting algicide on the planet. It can clear up a green pool in half the time, at half the cost than typical solutions out there. And it can also, you know, that's for your problem pools, but it can also be your preventative. That's really where people benefit from the product, is using this as a preventative early in the season before you run into problems. And that's one of the huge benefits that people don't realize with our product. Lots of folks are hearing about this product and saying, man, this is great. I have a problem pool and I put PoolRx and it clears it right up. But what they don't realize is they don't hear about that, hey, if it's working in your problem pools, imagine how good work in a pool that isn't a problem. And what I mean by work is obviously keep, no algae in the water, so it's algae-free. But by doing that, it's allowing you to use less chlorine. Mm-hmm. And not only does that save you money, but it improves the quality of your water and it prolongs the life of your equipment and the surfaces in your pool. So it's more than just an algicide. It's really a way of maintaining your pool that is really the most cost-effective, easiest-to-use solution out there.
So you're saying also, in effect, that putting a PoolRx unit in will pay for itself with the money you're going to save on the chlorine and also on the other algicide products?
Yeah, absolutely. It takes about 40 parts per million of algae to even be present or even to be visible. 40 parts per million to be visible in the water. So there's a lot of microalgae and microcontaminants that you're not seeing in the water. And what PoolRx does is eliminates those microalgae before they even can become big enough to grow big enough for you to see them. And by doing that, what it is it's, you know, that microalgae and those microcontaminants are what eats up your chlorine. And that's causing you to put more chlorine in if you didn't have PoolRx. With PoolRx, now those contaminants are not there. That algae is not there, so now your chlorine is more available in the water. And because it's more available, you're going to be able to use less to reach your desired part per million. We really only need about 0.5 to 1 part per million in a residential pool to be completely effective, meaning no algae and crystal clear water and safe. On the commercial side, for commercial pools, we can be as low as 1, you know, typically about 3 to 5 is where commercial pools stay at. But you're going to realize that you'll get there using less chlorine because the minerals are eliminating any algae, even the stuff you can't see. And by doing that, you're able to use less.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that too when I use it on my route, that the chlorine level is very steady. And also in the pools that get heavy use and actually zero it out during the week, normally there would be algae blooms and it would look terrible. And it still looks crystal clear, even with a zero chlorine reading in it. I noticed that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The it's really your insurance policy. A lot of folks are using their existing method, whatever that may be, from whatever store they may go to, or whatever they believe in. But then what they do on top of it is they add PoolRx as kind of their umbrella insurance policy. Mm-hmm. And that is really helping folks with these tough conditions. I mean, as we know, you know, different parts of the country have different conditions and different bather load. Really, no matter what, with PoolRx in the water, when used as directed, there's no way to get algae. And it really allows you to have crystal clear water with a lot less chlorine that you're used to using.
So, another note then, what are the cautions with using the PoolRx product?
Well, yeah, like with any product, you know, out there that goes in your pool, you know, you're told to maintain normal pool chemistry, and that's pretty standard for the industry. You know, pH between 7.2 to 7.8, alkalinity 80 and 120. You want your cyanuric acid, you know, your conditioner level to be below 100. You know, and those are kind of basic pool chemistry guidelines. We'd like that to be the case with us as well. We do have a wide range of chemistries that our products that, you know, compatible with, but there are limits to everything. One of the limits is that you wouldn't want to use PoolRx in a pool that has copper in it. So you would, if you think you have copper in your pool, you'd want to test for that first. Before you use PoolRx. And if you do have a copper reading, what you want to do, we recommend a product called See You Later. And it's a polymer that drops in the skimmer and it physically pulls the metals out of the water and that gets you to zero. And so we recommend not using any other copper products in the water, testing for copper first. And even if you're going with basic pool maintenance and doing the basic things, you should be testing for metals in your water at least once a year, if not twice a year, just to keep an eye on that. But so that's one thing. You don't want to use it with other copper in the water. Another one would be, you know, you want to, when you use the product initially, I would recommend, you know, letting your chlorine get down to, you know, below 3 parts per million. What happens is PoolRx makes the chlorine so much more actable that we'd rather you start at a lower chlorine level with PoolRx instead of, if you're at 5 parts per million, for example, and you put PoolRx in the water, you're going to notice the next day or two that chlorine is going to jump up. It could jump up to 6, 7, 8 parts per million because the minerals, like I said earlier, are doing the active killing and preventing algae from growing in the water. So now your chlorine is much more available in the water. So anything that a high chlorine reading could cause a reaction with would be something you want to be aware of. That's why we would start with a lower chlorine level. You don't have to, but it's something that, you know, just a safer side.
I've noticed that in the pools that are out of balance, I have a couple that I took over that had really high CYA conditioner levels.
Yep.
And in California, I ran into a lot of that because of the drought and the fact there was no drains or refills of late.
Right.
I put it in there with high cyanuric acid levels, and it really works well and with the levels pretty high.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, that's where we really are saving people the headaches of in the West are using tablet chlorine, which is typically between 50 to 53% cyanuric acid. And cyanuric is great. It's the sunscreen for the chlorine. But as that cyanuric goes really above typically 50 or 60 parts per million, it actually is slowing down the speed at which the chlorine can kill anything in the water. So what happens is, you know, you have you know, maybe a 5 part per million chlorine reading in your pool, but your cyanuric level, because you've been using tabs for so many years, is well above 150, 200 parts per million. And when your cyanuric is that high, you know, your chlorine is so slow to act in the water that that's where you're running into problems. And that's, again, where PoolRx comes in and really helps people out with these problem pools, is that, you know, you say we'd like to have it above, you know, below 100 part per million, and really should, but we can work in a wide range of chemistry. Mm-hmm. There is a limit, and I'd like to point this out, is that when your cyanuric is getting that high, you know, you're going to have to make sure that you keep your pH and alkalinity in normal ranges, and you're going to have to do an adjusted alkalinity calculation. And if you go to our website, poolrx.com, we actually have it listed there for you in the case of high cyanuric pools. You can also just look it up anywhere online. The adjusted alkalinity is important because if your pH and alkalinity get out of balance, the water is going to try and balance itself, and it's going to push out whatever is in excess. You can actually see a cyanuric fallout, meaning that your pH and alkalinity get out of balance and the cyanuric actually falls out of solution, and it actually can coagulate and it turns into copper cyanurate, and that's a purple dust that forms. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't go away. It can be brushed up, but it won't go away. And the only way to get rid of that is to dilute the water. And mm-hmm. so when you dilute the water and reduce the cyanuric in the water, that will then dissolve back into the water. But typically when you're at that level, you know, you're overdue for a drain and refill.
Yeah. Anyway. I run into that on my pool route too, where I have had some pools with the purple staining.
Yeah, well, there's really different copper stains that mm-hmm. you know, the purple copper that actually plates onto the surface. Our product won't do that because it's chelated and it's not going to come out of solution from over oxidation or any kind of pH or alkalinity fluctuation. What I'm talking about is high cyanuric. This particular situation is more of a purple dust, and this dust will float around, and it'll end up sticking to the scale, so you might see it on the calcium, or you might just brush up off the steps. But the purple cyanurate is different than actually copper. A copper stain is coming out of the water, precipitating out of the water onto the surface of the pool. So there's two different potentials there. One is copper saturation, and the other one is cyanuric acid saturation. And those are two, it may look similar, but they're two different situations. And again, for us, you know, they're really not a problem. If you test for copper before you put it in, you won't have that mm-hmm. problem. And if your cyanuric acid, even if your cyanuric's high, you know, at, you know, 200 part per million, which is double what is recommended, the high end, as long as you keep your pH alkalinity in balance, you still won't run into those problems.
Got it.
So, you know, there's some basic stuff, you know, and this is even for do-it-yourselfers that are handling their own pools. This isn't really complicated. It's pretty basic stuff.
That leads me to the other question of, for pool service companies, the benefit of PoolRx. You mentioned a lot of the benefits, and I use it on my route, too. If you can speak to a pool service professional listening right now, what would you say to him about the product?
Yeah, you know, for service professionals, it's really the same as it is for the do-it-yourself or the homeowner. You know, the benefits of the product are amazing. I mean, it's a product that it simplifies your route. You're able to save yourself on some of these tough condition pools where you haven't been able to drain the pool for years, and your chemistry's tough. You know, PoolRx is, you know, seeing is believing on this product, guys, and it's a product the service guys know of for problem pools, but the bigger benefit is to use this as a preventative. And you can sell this to your customer. You can buy it at your local distributor, sell it to your customer at a fair price, install it, and then you're going to be able to benefit from it by, of course, reduce chlorine and also reduce headaches and time at the pool, trying to, you know, and you're not playing this roller coaster ride of a summer where you're shocking the heck out of the pool and dosing with a bunch of chemicals to clear it up, and then it goes down on you and it gets green or it gets some yellow. You're just not going to have that ride anymore. It's going to be a nice, smooth summer, less time spent at the pool and money in your pocket. Now, for those folks that are listening to this that are do-it-yourselfers, and you know, the thing with the pool service professional is they're doing more than just adding chlorine to your pool. You know, their expertise is in water balance. They know how your equipment runs. They need to brush and vac and net the pool, and those are all things that are very, very valuable, especially the water balance, which if you don't have a pool service professional, I would recommend looking out for one, because it's the cost of a service professional compared to doing it yourself and kind of making it up as you go along. I think it's just invaluable to get a good service professional to maintain your pool.
So I noticed on the product packaging, it says that the Pool RX will last for about a 6-month period.
Yeah, it's up to 6 months, and that's going to vary based on the bather load and conditions. So the minerals dissolve out of the unit completely and immediately, and they form a residual throughout the entire body of water, and it kills all the algae. And there's a reaction with the minerals in the water and this alloy cylinder that keep those minerals effective for up to 6 months. And the minerals are lost through algae kill, backwashing, splash out, and filter cleans. So the more those factors are happening, the shorter the lifespan of the minerals. If you have a green pool that's you can't even see the first step, the Pool RX will clear it up, but you're not going to get 6 months out of those minerals. Because like I said, the mineral is used up through algae kill. On the other side of it is if your pool is relatively in good shape and you put it in early in the season, you're going to easily get 6-7 months out of it. And when I say get out of it 6 months, I'm talking reduced chlorine demand, algae-free crystal clear water that is really easy to balance and maintain.
I guess the last thing would be choosing the right size unit. You have a blue unit, you have a black one, and you have a couple for spas. You want to touch on that briefly?
Sure. Pool RX, it's all the same product. It's all about having the right amount of mineral based on the gallons. So we have a few different units. Like you mentioned, David, we have the yellow spa unit handles 100 to 400 gallons. The black spa unit handles 400 to 1,000 gallons. The blue Pool RX unit handles 7,500 to 20,000, and the black Pool RX unit handles 20 to 30,000. Now, we also have a booster. It's 8 ounces of mineral, and that is for larger pools larger than 30,000 gallons or for longer seasons or tough conditions. And after that 4 to 6 month time frame, if you ever notice you're getting algae again, there's not enough mineral in the water, and that's when you could actually use a booster to increase the amount of mineral in the water. You just pour the contents of the booster into your skimmer basket. Those minerals dissolve into the water, and as that new mineral passes over the alloy, it rejuvenates those minerals, and now you have another 4 to 6 months. It's all about sizing. Sizing is important. Installation is important as well. You want to start with a clean filter. That's really important because it is a granular mineral, and it does dissolve, and it has to pass through that filter. You do also, when you install this, you want to just drop it in the skimmer or pump basket and make sure that you have at least 3 or 4 hours of pump runtime left so those minerals can dissolve out of the unit completely and through the filter and into the water. Typically in a residential pool, you can avoid backwashing or cleaning your filter for 2 weeks after you put it in. You're better off. That gives plenty of time for those minerals to dissolve completely into solution in the water.
I highly recommend the product. I think it's great. I use it on my route. And I thank you for your time, Fred.
Thank you, David. If anybody has any more info they need, you can go to poolrx.com. You can also email us info@poolrx.com.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, David.
So I hope you found this interview helpful, and I hope that you feel more comfortable using the Pool RX mineral technology in your pool to treat and control algae. Again, one of the side benefits is that the free chlorine level will also stay pretty high in your pool, so you'll save money on the chemical use of your pool by using the Pool RX. And the active ingredients of Pool RX are copper sulfate, and that's 52.8%, and that's chelated, which means that it's bonded and won't drop out of the solution into the water. And as Fred mentioned, some of the cautions were that you want to make sure that you don't have any copper in your water to begin with. So basically, you want to have a balanced pool before you put the Pool RX unit in. He did mention you can add it with high CYA conditioner levels in your pool. You just got to be cautious of keeping the pH and alkalinity in the proper balance. And I currently have the product in about 7 or 8 of my service accounts, and I haven't run into any problems. There's a couple of accounts at really high conditioner levels, and the pools look perfectly fine. So this is a great way to save on continuously putting algicide in your pool, shocking your pool, and just having algae just bloom up. And then, like you said, the roller coaster of having, you know, a green pool, yellow algae. With the Pool RX, it just keeps everything stable, and you're going to have a really well-balanced pool and with a unit in your pool. So I suggest putting it in at the beginning of every season. And he mentioned the booster. You can add the booster pack if you have a pool with the Pool RX unit in. That'll recharge the unit. Or you can just buy a whole new Pool RX unit and drop it in there. And if you're a service professional, I highly recommend using the Pool RX on your problem pools. And as Fred mentioned, you can also use them on pools that are looking good to help prevent any algae and also to reduce the chemical cost. It's a great product, and I highly recommend the Pool RX product. So thank you for listening to this week's podcast. Hope you have a great week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.